J.K. Rowling not ready to forgive Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson for vile transgender attacks. By Paul Bois on April 12, 2024. Author J.K. Rowling appeared to suggest that there may be no forgiveness for Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson for undermining her battle against transgender ideology. J.K. Rowling sparked conversations on her social media feeds Thursday when she celebrated a recent BBC report showing that the UK National Health Service, NHS, admitted that gender services for minors was based on remarkably weak evidence. "The reality is we have no good evidence on the long-term outcomes of interventions, such as puberty blockers, to manage gender-related distress," wrote pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass. "It is unusual for us to give a potentially life-changing treatment to young people and not know what happens to them in adulthood." Rowling then celebrated the report on X and excoriated the leftist elite for pushing the radical ideology. "Over the last 4 years, Hilary Cass has conducted the most robust review of the medical evidence for transitioning children that's ever been conducted. Mere hours after it was released to the press and public, committed ideologues are doubling down," Rowling wrote in the first of 7X posts. "These are people who've deemed opponents far right for wanting to know there are proper checks and balances in place before autistic, gay and abused kids, groups that are all overrepresented at gender clinics, are left sterilized, inorgasmic, lifelong patients," she continued. Later, a commenter said that Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson should give you a very public apology, safe in the knowledge that you will forgive them. "Not safe, I'm afraid. Celebs who cozied up to a movement intent on eroding women's hard-won rights and who used their platforms to cheer on the transitioning of minors can save their apologies for traumatized detransitioners and vulnerable women reliant on single-sex spaces," she responded. Daniel Radcliffe publicly threw J.K. Rowling under the bus in 2020 when he said transgender women are women after she had been labeled a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, by LGBTQ extremists. "Any statement to the contrary erases the identity and dignity of transgender people and goes against all advice given by professional healthcare associations who have far more expertise on the subject matter than either Joe or I," Radcliffe said. According to the Trevor Project, 78% of transgender and non-binary youth reported being the subject of discrimination due to their gender identity. "It's clear that we need to do more to support transgender and non-binary people, not invalidate their identities, and not cause further harm." Watson later tweeted that trans people are who they say they are and deserve to live their lives without being constantly questioned or told they aren't who they say they are. "I want my trans followers to know that I and so many other people around the world see you, respect you and love you for who you are." Harry Potter stars Robbie Coltrane and Ralph Fiennes defended Rowling against what they saw was unfair abuse for speaking her mind. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.